can I say about this man? Other than all the others can. What can I say about his books? His mind, his life, his works, his looks. I'd just be adding to the craze. I'd just be blubbering words of praise. I'd just be joining in the hymn, trying so hard not to bore him. So I won't tell that anecdote, I promise. I'll read from the diaries he wrote. No, I won't. Instead, I think the time is best to get some issues off my chest. Mr. Sedaris, I must say there is an angst that follows me to bed each night. Mr. Sedaris, I've got to share this, 'cause this awful fright keeps me from sleeping tight. 4 weeks I have been fretting, this prize that you are getting might leave us all regretting giving you that Swift award. 'Cause if we give him money, he will think his work is done. He will be off to someplace sunny, drinking drinks we can't afford, and he'll be learning Portuguese. Instead of writing, he'll get into Japanese. And so we'll be pleading on our knees, crying, please write, please write, please. Mr. Sedaris, my biggest care is you'll forget to write another book or two.
If this is too high up,
Mr. Sedaris, what makes me scared is someday you might find better things to do, and we'll be stuck with mediocre European literature, spending years with European literature, accurate and humorless European literature, and we'll be rereading his essays, remembering better days when he was poorer and we were surer he would write from 5 to 8 to put food upon his plate. Dear Swift Committee, oh, you should swiftly hold back with all that money and that praise. Dear Swift Committee, it might seem shitty, but that's how you work with artists nowadays. You should refrain from giving too much while he's still living. You have to keep him driven, see the hunger in his eyes. If you should start to pamper this author, he will tamper with lesser things and scamper off to fields where litter lies. And there are so many fields in England, so much to be cleaned in England. There are so many fields onto which garbage gets tossed. And there are so many clothes in Tokyo. There are so many wonderful shops in Tokyo. There are so many wonderful shops where authors get lost. And they never return to finish their work from these spots where distraction and disarray lurk. They are lost to the shops of Tokyo, get lost in the fields where they go. And before very long you'll say, uh-oh, their writings become very slow. So dear committee, please show no pity, and pay him by the sentence or the page, or by the letter, yeah, that's even better. And we'll get all those extra stories that we crave. Yeah, it's awfully stimulating and truly activating if poverty is waiting for authors who don't write. Well, the funds, the bucks, the dough don't make the artist grow. It's the cash that doesn't flow that keeps them working day and night. So, dear Swift Committee, dear members of the board, be intelligent and be witty, and don't give him that award. Keep him writing. Don't give him that award. Keep him fighting. Yeah, don't give him that award. Keep him writing. Don't